Great. Okay, so welcome to the Student Accountant podcast series. I'm here in Morgan McKinley's head offices in London, and my special guest today is Tom Wood, who is a recruitment manager for Morgan McKinley. So, hello, Tom.
Hello.
So, can we start by, if you just give us a little bit of information about you, what you do here at Morgan McKinley?
Yeah, sure. So I have been at Morgan McKinley for nearly 2 years, but recruited into accounting practices for about 7 years. So essentially, I recruit part qualified and qualified accountants into accountancy firms in mainly central London and the surrounding area, focusing predominantly on sort of small to mid-tier firms as opposed to, say, big four or top ten.
Okay, great. So if I'm, I've just qualified, I've studied ACCA, I'm about to go into the job market. What are the most important things I should be focusing on when I start looking for a job?
Okay, so sounds obvious, but the first sort of thing is CV. Make sure your CV is clear, concise, ideally down to things like 2 pages. You don't want to, you know, go on for too long, and try and split things into responsibilities and achievements as well. I think it's also to get a good LinkedIn profile as well, because a LinkedIn should be an extension of your CV. You know, LinkedIn is used a lot by recruiters and more so by actual employers now. So having a decent LinkedIn profile with a photo, likes, interests, groups, all that sort of thing is very important and will help you get noticed more so than others who haven't quite got that profile ready as well.
Well, I was going to ask that. So how can I stand out from other people when I'm writing my CV or my LinkedIn profile?
It is difficult sometimes, because you've got to imagine there are lots and lots of accountants out there, a lot of whom have got very similar levels of experience. But as I said before, I think a lot of it is around achievements as well, because it's all well and good putting your responsibilities down. But I think putting things like, you know, if you've saved a client some money or if you've advised a client on a certain thing, achievements are really, really important, both inside work and, you know, in your personal life as well, because I think when employers are looking to employ someone, they want to employ someone they like or have got common ground with. So if you've got any sort of personal interests that might interest a client, I would definitely put that on there as well, because it's good to find some common ground.
Yeah, so also, for example, if I haven't had a job yet, it's difficult to find achievements inside of a job. So can I include sort of non-work experience or things that I've done that might fit?
Definitely. I think as you become more experienced as an accountant, for example, you don't mention those things as much because you've got stuff to talk about. But if you're looking for your first job, definitely try and make yourself stand out with education, hobbies and interests, any voluntary work, anything that will make you stand out, particularly, as I said, if you haven't got that practical experience as well.
And should I be using LinkedIn then as a sort of a networking tool? You mentioned joining groups and things. Is it something that I can do to find other communities or to liaise with other accountants?
Definitely, yeah. There are lots of groups on LinkedIn, lots of networks that you can get, you know, advice on interviews for, or advice on CV writing. You can get advice on technical updates as an accountant as well. And as I said, it's a shop window for you, and it's an extension of your CV. So using LinkedIn effectively definitely helps. And you'll get partners on there from accountancy firms or managers from accountancy firms. So, you know, don't be afraid to approach them directly and, you know, explain yourself and introduce yourself as well. But it's a bit of a no-brainer not you know, to have a LinkedIn, because it's a free social media profile. It'll get your name out there, and it'll just, again, make you stand out a lot more.
Okay. So if I was to work with, say, a recruitment consultancy like Morgan McKinley, what do you offer? What happens? How does that process work?
So it's everything from helping you write your CV, from interview preparation, but essentially you will come to us and tell us what you want in a job, and we will go out and find that. So you may want to work for a smaller firm or a larger firm or a firm in a certain area, and we will help facilitate that as well. So we can coach you on, as I said, interview preparation, what to expect, what to prepare for, how to present yourself, talking through, as I said, CV again. And then when you get to an interview process, we'll talk you through feedback, negotiating salary and benefits and offers and everything, really. So you will tell us what you want, as will a accountants firm or client, but we're here to facilitate the whole thing and make sure that it's as smooth as possible and that we give you as many relevant options when you're looking for a job as well.
Okay, and is it a paid service? Would I, as the client, pay for that service with Morgan McKinley? Or
no, so as a job seeker, it's completely free. So it's the client or accountancy firm who will pay for our services. So they will ask us, go and find us a qualified or part qualified or trainee accountant, and we will pay you this much money. We'll go and find that person. But for a job seeker, it's a completely free service.
This actually sounds like a really great deal.
Yeah exactly.
So you're basically connecting job seekers with employers. Okay, so let's talk about interviews. Say I've managed to get myself an interview with an employer. What are the things I should be doing to prepare for that interview?
The obvious is to do as much research as you can on who you're meeting in terms of the actual person, but also the firm as well. It may be that a lot of the research you do doesn't come up during interview, but it means you won't get caught out. I think one of the cardinal sins of going to an interview is getting a question from the partner or the manager saying, what do you know about our firm, and not being able to answer that as well, because it just shows you're not very keen, you're not very interested, not really the right sort of person that they want. So absolutely do your research on the firm you're meeting and the person you're meeting as well. And just make sure you know your CV inside out. You need to know exactly what's written down on that CV is correct and true, and if they do question you on certain things, be it outside work or if you've got any practical experience, that you can answer in a very succinct manner as well.
Are there some questions that often get asked that you could sort of prepare for if it's about a scenario in your life when you did XYZ or something? There is.
Clients, particularly smaller and mid-tier firms, more so than, say, the Big Four, who've got more structured interview processes, like to throw in different little questions, and it's hard to prepare when you don't know what's going to be asked. But a lot of what you get is what you call competency-based questions. So give me a time when you've dealt with this sort of scenario. How did you deal with this scenario, and what was the outcome? That can be quite difficult when you're a student or a trainee, because you don't feel as if you've necessarily got the practical experience you may have got from working in an accountancy firm. But I think being able to think about scenarios where you've dealt with either awkward situations or difficult situations, and you know how you dealt with that scenario, will show to the potential employer what sort of person you are and essentially how you work under pressure as well.
Yeah, and presumably they're not expecting you to have done something in a really high-powered organisation, because they know that you haven't had a job yet.
Yeah.
So you could be creative and come up with something from your school or university or...
Definitely, yeah. They're not there to trick you out. They will understand that you are, if you're a student or a trainee, you won't necessarily have had the practical experience from working in an accountancy firm or working in, you know, a finance role in industry. So they'll be looking for you, as you said, to come up with scenarios from university or school or outside work. You know, maybe some sporting achievements, maybe things like teamwork and dealing with situations. And yet you're right, it's your chance to get creative as well. Mm.
So when you're actually in the interview, what are the things to kind of focus on? Because you've obviously got loads of stuff going through your head. How do you come across well in terms of body language, communication? Are there any sort of do's and don'ts?
The obvious ones are, the first impression is key. You know, firm handshake, a smile, smartly dressed, that can go a long way. And I know it sounds very obvious, but there are a lot of people who don't tend to do that, and often it can affect things. But open body language, smiling, eye contact, trying to mirror the interviewer as well. If he leans forward or if she leans forward, you lean forward. If they're leaning back, you lean back. Little things that can mirror their body language helps as well. Speak clearly, speak slowly, try and find the balance between being too direct and rambling. So when you answer a question, give an answer, give some scenarios, but don't try and ramble on for 3, 4, 5 minutes or so. So, but I think my key piece of advice is just relax and be natural, because particularly nowadays, most interviews are very much a Q&A conversation as opposed to a grilling as they used to be. So just relax, treat it like you're talking to your friend about your career or your aspirations, and try and build a rapport with your interviewer as well.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like you're actually modelling that quite well now, the sort of balance between rambling and being direct. I've noticed that you're giving sort of short-ish answers, but you're kind of covering all the points. You've obviously had a lot of practice at doing that.
You'd hope so. You'd hope so. I've been doing it 7 years now, so I've got used to it now.
And do you think it's important to practice interviews? And if so, can you do that with your friends or peers? Or if you could you set that sort of situation up so you could get used to it?
Definitely. I think having practicing a few questions with your friends or peers is essential, just so you know what sort of questions are going to get asked. One thing I will say to caveat that, though, is try not to over-prepare. And what I mean by that is it's all well and good doing preparation, but when you get to the interview, don't try and tell the interviewer everything you know about that person or everything you know about the firm. Try and relate your answers to the question you're asked. And if you try and over prepare and try and guess what's going to be asked, it may come across a bit robotic. So do the preparation, but try and be as relaxed and as natural in the interview as possible.
Right. So if I've managed to get my first job, and maybe I'm already in a job and I'm thinking about moving up the ladder, how is it different? How is the process different when I'm starting to think about my second job, for example?
The main difference comes from the interview process. So there probably will be less talk about, I suppose, you as a person outside work. And more of it is based around your experience as an accountant. So they'll want to talk about things. What have you been doing as an accountant? How have your exams been going? If you're working in practice, for example, what sort of clients have you been working with? What sort of size have they been? What sort of sector have they been in as well? And again, there will be competency-based questions, but it'd be more based around your practical experience. So two clients have got a deadline on the same day. How do you deal with that? What was the outcome of how you dealt with it as well? So it's similar in a way, but it'll be much more focused on what you've been doing as an accountant as opposed to outside work, for example.
And if you're starting out in this profession, do you think you need to really know where you want to go, what area you want to be in, or is it better to be open-minded?
A bit of both. I think it's good to have a career goal and know roughly where you want to go, but things change massively. So I think definitely have an open mind, because there are many career paths for an accountant. You know, being a qualified accountant is absolutely fantastic and really sets you up for a great career, whether you want to stay in practice, in the profession, whether you want to move into, you know, an internal finance role for a company or work in financial services or come out of accountancy altogether. I would say, yeah, keep an open mind, but always have an idea roughly of where you want to be going and have, you know, maybe have some timescales. You know, I'd like to be at this stage by this point, and try and make sure those timescales are relatively realistic as well, which hopefully is where we can help as a recruiter in terms of managing those expectations as well.
So what do you find most sort of satisfying and challenging about your role?
Challenging is managing expectations of both clients and candidates, because, you know, sometimes an accountancy firm will come to us and go, look, we need someone immediately, and sometimes it's difficult to find the right person for that job. And on the flip side, you know, an accountant may come to me, or a trainee, like, I need to find a job as soon as possible, and sometimes it's hard to find them that right job. So that can be challenging, trying to manage those expectations. But on the flip side, the satisfying thing of that is when you actually find that person for that job, or that job for that person. It is genuinely really rewarding. And I've had times where, you know, someone's been able to buy a house or get married because they've either received a pay rise, which has allowed them to do this, or has been able to move them closer to home. So you do feel genuinely like you are affecting people's lives in a good way.
It's sort of like matchmaking.
It is. Yeah.
So do you hold a lot of clients and job seekers in your head all the time? Do you sort of know things about different people, and then, or do you, is it all more you just keep it in a database?
It does a bit of both. Again, it does help. I've got quite a good memory, so it does help that when I get a candidate through, I can start thinking, okay, who do I know who this might suit, or again, vice versa. But a lot of it is obviously done on a database. So I won't go into too much detail, but for example, with things like GDPR, you've got to make sure that everyone's data is held in a secure manner and secure fashion as well. So yes, everything is put on a database, but when I do get a job in, or I do have a new candidate who calls me and is looking for a new job, I instantly have an idea of where I can place this person or find them a job, or if it's a job where I can find which candidate would be of interest as well.
So what are the what are the things that come up again and again when you have employers saying, coming to you saying, I need someone for this? Are there particular qualities or skills or strengths that they always say they must be this or they must be that?
Naturally, if we're talking about someone who's already had a job in accounts, then technical skills are important. You know, have they dealt with certain size of clients, or have they got certain software skills? So software is a big thing in accountancy. There's softwares like Xero and QuickBooks who've really sort of set the bar with accountancy software. Having said that, you would expect someone to have that experience already as an accountant. So what it really comes down to is personality, because it's all well and good being a strong accountant, but if your personality doesn't match that, it's quite difficult, because you've got to imagine in accounts, a lot of times you're talking to non-finance people about accounts matters that affect them. So you've got to have the personality and the charisma to be able to speak to someone about finance matters who may not understand what you're talking about as well. So it's really good to be a technical accountant, but make sure that you can explain what you do in a clear and succinct manner as well. What I would do when trying to find, I think more aimed at students now, when you're looking for a potential employer, try and find one that you think has got a good study support network. So, for example, is this employer going to put you through your exams? Are they going to support you with tuition and, I don't know, maybe internal training? Are they going to be there if things don't go to plan as well? So I think particularly when you're qualifying, find somewhere where you feel secure and somewhere where that gives you that support as well. Once you've qualified, that's when a lot more doors open to you as well, that you can go, right, I'm a qualified accountant now. I may have qualified in practice. Do I want to continue in practice? Do I want to look at a finance role in a company, a retail company or a media company, for example? Or do I want to do something completely different? So, have an open mind, and just make sure when you're starting out that you're moving to the right place for the right reasons as well.
Do employers specify that they want ACCA qualified accountants? How important is that qualification?
It is important, but it's not the be-all and end-all. So a lot of it will depend on, as a candidate, your skill set. So, for example, if you've got two more exams to go before you're ACCA qualified, but you've been doing the work of someone who is qualified, then a lot of accountancy firms will look at that as well, because there's a lot of jobs in practice, but not a lot of people who are looking for jobs in practice. So often when I pick up a job from a client, I will ask them, where can you be flexible? If the person wasn't qualified, if they had two exams remaining, would you look at that? And often they would do as well, because a lot of it will then, as I said before, come down to technical skill and personality as well. So yeah, they can be flexible a lot of times on qualification.
Great. Okay, so finally, if I wanted to come and work with Morgan McKinley or with you, what would I need to do? How would I go about?
So if you were an accountant, you want to do that? Yeah, so many different ways. So I'm on LinkedIn, as I should be. So approach me on LinkedIn. You can find me on our website as well. But introduce yourself. Tell me what you're looking for. If I can help you, I will definitely let you know. If it's not me, we also cover roles in commerce and industry, financial services, tax, other areas as well. So, you know, if you are an accountant but really not looking to work in accountancy practice, which is what I look after, then we've definitely got many different avenues that you can look at, both in the UK and abroad as well.
Great. Listen, Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You clearly have a wealth of knowledge and expertise in this subject area, so I'm very glad I found you. Thanks for your time.
Not at all. Thank you.
And have a great day.
We'll do. And you.
Thank you.